We knew Longford were going to put up just me. You know, there was nothing in it. It was only a pint at half time. 10 minutes in the second half, Longford went 2 points up. But we knew if we kept putting the ball in that we had the forwards to get the scores. And, you know, thankfully it came off and, you know, we're delighted.
At half time, as you said, you were a single point up, but a couple of goal chances went a begging in that first half. Were you worried at half time?
Yes, we were worried, but you know, we knew still we hadn't played. I told the girls in the dressing room, we only played about 40% of what we're capable of. And I asked them to go and just give it 100%, and they were 30 minutes away from a game of Cup Park. And I knew the pride and passion they have in this jersey. I mean, they were not going to let me down on the day. And we dug deep, and we knew we got the scores. I mean, you know, and I'm over the moon for them because these girls deserve to be in Cup Park, and that's where we are.
And they showed how much they want to get to Croke Park in that second half because they fell 2 points behind. Longford were really coming out at the start of the second half, took the game to you. They went 2 points up, but 2-10 without reply. You can't complain about that.
No, can't complain about that. And I said all along, I mean, you know, we had some of the best forwards, not alone in Ulster, but in the whole of Ireland. I mean, and we knew, you know, and we were told them not to panic. I mean, we kept getting the ball in and, you know, we had a bit of a breeze in the second half. And, you know, we just knew if we kept just at it, the scores would eventually come. And once we got that 1 or 2 points up and the girls got that bit of belief and got the, you know, the bit between their teeth, they went on and pushed it home. And there was no way they were going to come back out of that.
I know you won't single out any players, but I'm going to single out Gerdy McLaughlin. Hit one goal in 9 points, a phenomenal performance.
And rightly so. I mean, Gerdy McLaughlin, I mean, you know, nobody needs to know anything about Gerdy McLaughlin and Donegal. Gerdy McLaughlin is a legend. You know, I mean, always will be in Donegal. I mean, she's one of the best, you know, girls we have in Donegal. That girl came back from Dublin last night, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning. Scored 1-9 yesterday. All out of her bed this morning at 6:30. That's what I call about pride and passion in a Donegal jersey. And, you know, we're over the moon, I mean. And, you know, I mean, Gerdy is just, you know, what can you say? She's excellent.
You're in Croke Park now, and that's what matters. And it's Waterford. What do you know about them?
Yeah, we know about Waterford. I mean, we used to get over today first. I mean, we didn't do anything about Waterford. But from Tuesday night onwards in training, we'll be thinking about Waterford and we'll be building our training around Waterford going forward. But, I mean, we want to get to Cup Park. I mean, you cannot win All-Ireland unless you get to Cup Park. And we're in Cup Park and we'll take that day when it comes, please God.